was the plan with Cam Wake yesterday, and what is the plan maybe this week or the next 2 weeks? Is he, can he be a full-time 100% player like he was starting the season?
Eventually, you know, we'd take in 1 week at a time, and you know, he's been out of the lineup for quite a while now, and you know, we had planned to see how he was doing during the course of the game, and there was no intention to try to overdo it in his first opportunity to be back in the lineup. So we kind of we're right around the target number of plays for him, and you know, and the fact is that we've got a rotation working right now with the defensive ends, and it's working pretty well for us. I think they're all performing at a high level, so you know, we were pleased with that.
Kevin, with Ellerbe out yesterday, what did you see out of Trusnik, out of Jenkins, out of the group that had their...
I thought the linebackers played well for the most part. Truz was solid. It was his kind of game. You know, they were running the ball inside, and I thought he did a good job. He did a good job communicating. You know, he's a bright guy. He knows the defense. I thought he did a really good job in that area. Jelani, for, you know, his first, not first, exposure, but you know, he was in different situations yesterday, both in the base and in the sub, and he did some good things, you know. So I thought overall we were pleased. I think Philip Wheeler had one of his better games, more consistent play throughout the game, and Coe is a, you know, a very dependable guy, and he's solid. So the whole group, I thought, performed well.
Just a quick follow-up. What do you say to Jelani after the hit?
Well, it's the same old tune. You know, you have to lower your target area, and whether it's leading with the helmet or where you hit a guy, you know, if you just lower your target, he came around, it's about as perfect as he could have executed the stunt, the blitz, and he just accelerated through him. He had an opportunity to get his shoulders lower, and that's what we preach to all of them, because the way it's being called to protect the quarterbacks, and you know, it's a good thing to protect you know, the quarterbacks, and you just have to be more conscious of it. So hopefully, in the next, if he's in that situation again, he will, because it you know, it was a costly, because not only did they complete the pass right up around midfield, but with the added yardage, it got him into field goal range.
Kevin, you mentioned.
Deion again had an impact yesterday, limited snaps. I think he got like 25. Is that what we can expect his workload to be throughout?
I think it can vary from game to game. Again, you know, yesterday, situationally, we felt we got him in there at times where, you know, we were able to utilize his skills in rushing the passer and doing what he's doing best. He dropped there late in the game and had a good tackle on a third down play. So, you know, he's got a lot of versatility. We'd like to continue to up his numbers as we go along. You know, it's a game-by-game thing. It depends, you know, there's certain teams that will feature certain groupings, and we feel we've got a better matchup with someone else at times. So, you know, we're just going to kind of take it one game at a time.
As you look at the three games that you won to start the season, and now the three-game losing streak, defensively, what's going on that's different in those two sets of games?
You know, I kind of haven't looked at it in that aspect of just what's been different for us. I think we got to continue to keep generating pressure on the quarterback and creating more turnovers. That's the same story we've been saying all year long. You know, that's something that we got to focus on here as we move forward. You know, there's a fine line, as you all know, in this league. The margin of error is so slim. We were able to win those games early in the season, close games, competitive games. We made plays on, you know, on both sides of the ball, and in the kicking game to win those games. And here in the last couple of weeks, we haven't made those plays at the end of the game. So, you know, we're real conscious of that, and so are the players, and, you know, that's what we need to fix.
Kevin, you've got Tom Brady coming up, obviously. Your three defensive tackles have been playing very well, and Audric on the end at times. Is it possible that they can, I don't even want to say change the outcome of that game by putting pressure on Brady, but how big an impact can they have as it relates to Tom Brady and his comfort level, those three tackles?
Well, the tackles, first thing that they do a great job of is stopping the run. And, you know, I think that crew, you know, they do about as good a job as anybody in the league in terms of controlling the line of scrimmage, eating up blockers for the linebackers as well, and then getting good push on the pocket. That, you know, Brady's, you know, is a pure pocket passer, as good as there is in the game. And, you know, all pocket passers don't like people getting into their comfort zone. And so hopefully those guys will be able to do some things in that nature in terms of compressing the pocket on the quarterback, making him have to throw and not set his feet and that type of thing. All three of those guys are playing at a very high level, and having the rotation I think has helped all of their play.
Kevin, yesterday Gronkowski made his season debut, 8 catches, 114 yards. How much does he elevate their offense?
Well, you know, looking at the game, we looked at it first thing this morning, and he had I think 8 or 9 catches, like you said, and he was targeted I think 17 times in the game, and so obviously they had a conscious effort. They made a conscious effort of trying to get him the football. And, he's a unique guy in that his combination of size and strength, his ability to body position people, is really what separates him. So, I thought the Jets did some things that at times, they did some good things with him. In the ball game, but yet he still caught the ball, had over 100 yards of receptions in the game. So you don't want him to catch the big balls down the field. If you can kind of keep him contained where he's catching shallow balls, that's a good thing. And then you got to be able to do some things to try to take him out of the game. And, so that's going to be a big challenge for us.
Two more guys.
You guys were aggressive with the defense in the offseason, changing out the linebackers, making some changes to make it a more aggressive unit. Mm-hmm. Have you gotten the end results, and how would you evaluate the linebacker play overall this season?
I still think it's a work in progress, but I do think that we've upped our athleticism there and our playmaking ability. We got to, continue as they grow within playing in the system. It's amazing, this league, as you guys know. We're 6 games into the year, maybe because preseason was so long, it may seem a little further down the road, that we've played 11 games at this point. But we still have 10 games left, and you're talking about guys that are finally starting to get their feet up underneath them and ready to, feel comfortable with everything that we're doing. And, I think they'll continue to get better and better. And as the season progresses, and hopefully we'll get Donnell back out there and have a great performance this week.
Kevin, how did Dimitri Patterson look to you in his first game back after 4?
Dimitri did some good things. Again, if you're out of the lineup for a month or so, you don't just come back and all of a sudden everything is as clean and neat as you want. But I thought he played well, covered down the field well. They tried to throw a deep ball there against him at one point and was in really good position. Came on a corner blitz and had a sack. So I think, he made a tackle on a first drive of the second half as they were, we thought that was going to be a critical drive for us starting the second half out after coming into the halftime with some momentum like we did. And we went we got him 3 and out, and he made the tackle on the sideline that got us off the field. So there was a number of things he did well, and I think he'll continue to feel more comfortable as we go forward.
Last one. Nolan Carroll seemed to play pretty well while Patterson was out. Do you consider maybe putting Carroll in the slot to get him on the field more now that Dimitri's back?
Excuse me. Dimitri's been a slot player for us. If you go back to the Cleveland game, Dimitri on third down was playing inside in the slot, and Nolan was playing outside. So, we have some options, with that group right now as we move forward. And now as you start to face certain teams, that have more passing weapons like we're going to see here this week coming and the following week, you know, there may be some different combinations of players that we need to take a look at.